In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being a liturgical church, a community with tradition and structure, as we, the Episcopal Church, are, comes with many blessings. One of them is the church year, which time and time again takes us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. A year with seasons that mirror nature's own seasons and resonate with the seasons of our own individual lives. One feature of the church year is our prescribed readings. We use the Revised Common Lectionary, which is a great ecumenical or interdenominational achievement. Most mainline denominations use it. This means that on almost every Sunday, with a few exceptions, we are reading and listening to the same Holy Scripture as our fellow Christians. It is on a 3-year cycle, which means we make our way through the Bible together every 3 years and then begin together again. I've always found this to be an immense gift. I think about it often. For example, when I was away from you all for 2 Sundays, when I went back to school, I visited different local Episcopal parishes. It was a comfort to me to know that you here were reading, hearing, praying with, wrestling with the same scripture that I was hearing some 600 miles away. Every Sunday, fellow Episcopalians across this diocese, across this state, across this country, and even in other countries, are encountering and engaging the same scripture we are. But not just Episcopalians, many other churches, Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, walk the same journey through scripture together. I want you to think about that for a second. These Christian communities who oftentimes cannot agree on things can agree on this, that it is important as fellow disciples of Christ, as fellow children of God, we should be fed and nurtured by the same holy words of Scripture. We should link our journeys of faith together with the same words. How we interpret them or respond to them may vary and differ, but the journey will begin at the same point. And I like to think that even with our own denominations given detours along that road, we will end at the same place together. Along with the gift of Christian unity, the lectionary provides us with another gift, the gift of not choosing what scripture we will read or not read, but being given our readings for that day. This means that when we gather, we do not only read what we want, hear what we want, stick to what makes us happy and comfortable. It means that we cannot ignore what we do not want to read, skip what we do not want to hear, set aside what makes us anxious or angry. Oftentimes, I think the lectionary presents us with exactly what we need to read and hear. I do not know about any of you, but there have been times in my life that the reading for a given Sunday are the words I need to hear. They are the words of comfort I require. They are the encouragement I crave, the words of challenge I need. I need to hear this Sunday's selection from Ephesians. I needed to read it. I needed to hear it proclaimed. In it, we are reminded that God is calling us, and we are reminded what God is calling us to. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall that is the hostility between us. In times of ever-increasing divisions, tensions, and hostility, we need to hear that God is humanity's peace. That whatever walls we may build up, be they political, economical, cultural, racial, those are broken down by the peace of Jesus Christ. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. With our divisions gone in Jesus Christ, something else can spring forth. One united human family. One complete and united body. The anger and fear that separates us is replaced by the peace of God. Because now in the other, we see ourselves. We see a fellow human being who Christ died for on the cross so that we could be brought together. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. In our separation, God calls to us. Across the distance we have created, God calls to us to live as a holy family, brothers and sisters in Christ under one common Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. We are one people, God's people, holding each other up, supporting each other, building our lives and our world on a foundation of God's immense love, of God's immeasurable love. In this love, there is no stranger. There is no outcast. There is no other. There are only those who God loves and who God calls together. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. I am so thankful to be given this message today. It is not only what I need to hear. I think it is a message meant for our whole world. It reminds us that on the cross, through the body of Jesus Christ, a victory was won. Not a political victory, not an economic victory, not a cultural one. A victory for our souls. One that grants us peace. One that wins us salvation. And we are reminded today that it is a victory that is incomplete until we are all brought together in its love. God yearns to dwell among us, for us to be a temple which he can reside in. But that temple is not built, it is not complete without each other. Reach out to those who are near and to those who are far off in love. Because you need them, and they need you. And together we can complete that love which Jesus Christ pours out for us all. Amen.